Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, February 26, 2019. Please rise and join me in singing the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Shall we please do the roll call?
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Rick Samuda.
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Court.
Here. So the public is aware the board did meet in executive session between 5 and 6 o'clock. Then we had a public hearing between 6 and 6:30, and then we reconvened our executive session between 6:30 and whatever time we came out here, about 7:08. Apologize for the delay and appreciate your patience. Just as a reminder, we ask that everyone please turn off their cell phones so that we can concentrate on the business of the meeting, and also please to remember to respect the opinions of everybody in this room this evening. Appreciate that. We will move to our first section of visitor and public comments. As a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. And when you come to the microphone, please just give us your name and your address so we can add that to the minutes.
Guaranteed question. Can you update me on the progress with the entertainment tax? And could you inform me the members who are on this committee, and is the school board represented in these discussions? I go back to what MacArthur said, keep as many men behind as many guns for as many hours. I'm saying get as many people involved as possible to have a better advantage to benefit from what I think the community needs. So if you could address it, I'd appreciate it. And particularly with the school board, and if they are, who are they, so that we can contact them. Thank you.
I think we could probably all chime into this, that nothing really has changed, Mr. Campbell, since the last time you talked with us, other than the conversations continue to evolve that are related to and beyond conversations related to the amusement tax as it would benefit the township.
What about the school board?
Yeah, so Mr. Campbell, consistent with kind of what we've said before is that there's a lot of different issues that we're working on with H&R. The biggest one right now is the refinancing of the Giant Center.
And I think it's a big issue too with the entertainment tax.
Yeah.
So I think that has better, more effect for the overall population and community than just a certain segment of it.
Well,
there's several different items that we're addressing with them, but right now from the center is the Giant Center, but that's not, and that's a very detailed update was given about that at the ICDA meeting, and so that discussion continues, but they're all part and parcel, and there's no reason for you to believe that we're not serious about it or these things will be addressed.
Been years, so I think it's time we get serious. And again, can you answer the question, is the school board part of the discussion?
Well, because the Giant Center is not they don't have the same involvement with the Giant Center refinancing, they're not involved right now, but with, as you know, the amusement tax, any discussions with that will have to involve the school district.
Well, they are involved because they get half of what we get.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to get their input into it, so maybe the more we have fighting, the faster this can go, because it's, 2 years now we've been discussing this? I think it's time to move faster. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Campbell. Anyone else have any public comment this evening? And as a reminder, there is a second public comment session at the end of our meeting tonight. Hearing none, we will move forward then with the adoption of minutes for our February 12th Board of Supervisors meeting. I'll make a motion to accept those minutes. So I have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. That was seconded by Mr. Samuda.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I got that one wrong.
And moving on to new business for this evening, item 8 through 6, consideration of the adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2019-01 as filed by A to Z Realty LLC to convert a building formerly used as a medical office at 739 Fishburne Road into a group child care facility. Mr. Emmerich?
Thank you.
So as I explained earlier at the public hearing this evening, this application requests the conditional use be granted. There was nobody speaking in opposition of the use at the hearing. I have drafted a decision, assuming the board would want to adopt it, granting the conditional use with the following conditions: that the development shall be in substantial compliance with the plans presented with the conditional use application, that a minimum of 9 off-street parking spaces shall be provided, that the facility operator shall provide all state and federal licensing and registration requirements and shall provide proof of compliance with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the prior to the occupancy of the property, that indoor and outdoor play areas shall be provided for the group child care facility in accordance with the state requirements, that outdoor play areas shall comply with the requirements of 225.5A1.52B of the zoning ordinance, which, if you recall during the hearing, had some other requirements on the state requirements, that the grant of the approval of the conditional use request shall not relieve the applicant or operator from filing and having the township approve any permit and development, subdivision, or site plan which may be required by other township regulations or from otherwise complying with all applicable township regulations, that the grant of the conditional use shall expire if a zoning permit, building permit, or certificate of use and occupancy is not obtained within 12 months from the date of the grant of the conditional use, and finally, that the use shall meet all other requirements of the township that may apply. So my recommendation is for approval.
Does anyone have any questions for Chuck?
Just that I didn't listen to every single one of them, but the condition that we had talked about has been removed.
Has been removed.
Okay.
That was item F in the draft that's included with the agenda.
Okay.
And for those of you in the audience trying to follow along, this is an existing business on Fishburne Road, Seedlings Academy. They own two buildings. They purchased a third, and they're just looking to extend their business into that third location and the former location of the doctor's office. So that's what we were discussing, and that was actually the public hearing that we held tonight. All right. Thank you, Chuck, for the summary. Sorry.
Sure, I have a quick question. Did we include the signage for a one-way entrance as a condition?
We did not. I think by the time the signage out along the road is not necessary, because once you're in the site, you've come in one way. If signage would be required, to be back further. But because of the angled parking, it didn't seem like there was a consensus to do that.
They don't do that in their other two properties.
I
think they sort of self-manage it. So I don't know that that's necessary for us to require. It was a good idea. We just want to make sure everyone's going the right direction. But I think they can probably manage that on their own. Did you have any questions? No. Okay. Do I have a motion to accept that proposal? Stated by Chuck.
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Weir. No second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Item B6, adoption of resolution number 1580 to update the job description for a position in the Township Police Department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Job descriptions are an essential part of hiring and managing employees. Written summaries explain the responsibilities of the position so applicants and employees understand their roles and expectations. This job description is needed because of recent contract changes to the collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Barry and the AFSCME Council 90 Local Union Number 1086, signed on December 3rd, 2018. The contract called for the designation of a telecommunicator/terminal agency coordinator or TAC within the telecommunicator section of the police department. There will be a budget impact that was agreed through these contract negotiations between the township and the AFSCME union. This position would see an 85 cent per hour wage increase over the position of telecommunicator.
Anyone have any questions for Chief Warner? Hearing none, do I have a motion to... Rick, you're shaking your head. Did you have
a question? No, I was just trying to catch up also.
Okay, so I didn't want to keep going if you had a question. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Now we'll start with board correspondence.
Thank you. Yes, they attended several meetings since the last meeting, and one of them last night at the DTMA. Several items were discussed. DTMA is working on something called the EASY Project. It's a guaranteed energy savings project. If you drive back there right now, you probably see a big flare burning a lot of excess sewer gas. The GISA project is going to be converting that gas into usable energy. It's a three-phase project. The first part of the project is to move a lot of equipment up out of the floodplain. It's been flooded this summer. And the second thing is to increase the amount of gas being produced, the efficiency of the gas production, which is the reason we have the big flare. The other thing last night at DMTA was, or DTMA, was the stormwater program second year report has come out, and several really good things have happened. Now, stormwater came about because we as a township are required to abide by an MS4 permit. MS4 is municipal separate storm and sewer system. We're required to meet that permit requirement, and we're doing that through the DTMA. Thank you. It's really great reading. If you go onto one of our websites, either DTMA or I guess our township website, will have that report. But this past year, the goal of the sanitary or the MS4 permit is to deal with areas of localized flooding and also to provide our community with a safe and reliable water source. So it's not something that the government is just pushing on us. It's for our own good. We've been a leader in our stormwater management program. We've completed 30 projects this year, ranging from $550 to $705. We used $1,085,000 for construction. Of that, $312,000 went to emergency repairs for collapsed culverts and sinkholes. And we at Derry Township are well underway of meeting our MS4 permit requirements, which will be reviewed in 3 years. We've also, thanks to Lauren Zumbrum and Mike Callahan, have qualified for $175,000 worth of grants. That includes a yearly grant of $50,000 from the Corps of Engineers, and we've used that for asset management and stormwater facility, as well as mapping. We received a grant of $103,000 from the Mariner 2 East grant from the penalty fund, and we received $15,000 for Growing Greener Fund. Also, we've partnered with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the 1 Million Tree Program, through a lot of volunteer help to plant several hundred trees in the township. I'd like to remind all the residents that the stormwater fee can be reduced by 45% if you apply for a credit. That credit not only saves you money, but will help us meet our MS4 requirements. And as I said, you could read the entire report on one of the websites. Thank you. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you, Matt. Just two quick things. You may have seen already in the paper and online that we're going to do an open house for the Hershey Community Center on March 23rd. That's a Saturday between 10 and 12. And we invite the entire community to come on out and take a look at the latest renderings and really get up close and personal with some of the samples of the things that are going into the building and also learn a little bit more about where we are with the capital campaign. So that's again March 23rd from 10 to 12, and there's no need to RSVP, just stop on by and cookies and punch or something like that will be also provided. And then just a reminder that March 27th is the next Hershey All Things Diversity Series. This is free and open to the public. A light supper is provided, and this topic deals with social justice, which should be very interesting, so we encourage people to sign up and come to those sessions as well.
Thank you very much.
Just want to let the board know that we did conduct our pre-bid meeting for contractors on February 20th. We had a pretty good showing at the Recreation Center. We're also receiving a lot of inquiries from contractors as well as we get into the bidding phase here. Tomorrow is the first of two facility tours that we're also offering contractors who might be interested in bidding to come to the existing facility, one at 10 o'clock and one at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we'll be doing that same thing on March 6th. A lot of that is really for excavators and folks doing demolition for them to get a handle on our facility. So we'll be conducting them, and I'll be keeping the board up to date as we move through the bidding phase.
Thank you, Matt. Mr. Bennett, anything for you this evening?
No, thank you.
Chuck, anything else?
Nothing this evening, thank you.
Lauren?
Just a note that our Downtown Hershey Association board meeting is scheduled for this coming Monday, March 4th at 5:30 p.m. on the lower level of the Hershey Story. Public is invited and encouraged to attend.
I just happily report that this wireless system is going to be replaced after a year of struggling with it and having the company out so many times, and that's why it's performed so well tonight, since we're finally going to get it replaced.
Thank you, Joe. Chris, anything
to say?
Nothing to say, thank you.
I'm just looking down now at the next item 11. I don't know if anybody else has it in front of them, but I'm missing some numbers on the accounts payable and the payroll numbers. There's some weird spaces. Does anybody have a copy?
Yeah. Different ones.
That's good. I was going to just make up the number, but I didn't know that was very confusing. So, all right, now I will, I'd like to ask for a motion for the approval of accounts payable of $815,849.80 and payroll of $345,215.49. Moved by Mr. Moyer, second by Mr. Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Mark. And now time for our second visitor and public comment section. Remember, as you approach the microphone, please tell us your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Linda Iyer, 2221 Raleigh Road. I wanted to invite all of you to our CARS meeting next week on Tuesday at the Public Library. And thank Justin for being at our last meeting.
It's my pleasure.
Yes.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thanks, Linda.
I was just wondering, either in the newsletter or something, would you give a rundown of how much have we committed to or spent so far on the Rec Center project? I mean, that we've already committed to and maintained. Seems like $100,000 or $50,000, whatever it is. So we get some idea and break it down and maybe publish it in the newsletter.
Yeah, maybe at some point in the future, Matt, you could update everybody at a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, it's already been committed, or what has, you know, what's we're responsible to pay at this point without going any further than we are right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Any other additional public comment this evening? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
So
by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.